Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO, it's time for our Caregiver Corner program.
Boy, good morning.
It's good to see you, Lark.
Yes.
You've been out of the office the last couple of weeks, but we've had best of programs with you.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been in the clinical arena more the last couple of weeks, so working hard.
The clinical arena. Well, I know you're always working hard. That's a fact. I understand that. But I always look forward to you bringing in all of these great notes and everything today. The first thing for our Caregiver SageLink program, I got a picture of a frost boils and a road grader stuck in the mud on an Iowa gravel road.
Kind of a common sight these days.
Oh, my, I guess. And really, some roads have great big humps in places, forcing a lot of motorists to drive around them. And they're called what? Frost boils.
That's right. And, this year, right in front of our house in the county I live in, it's said that it's the worst that the road crews have seen in 20 years. So, and I was just thinking how easy and everyday driving, defensive driving, trying not to get in that rut, but it happens. So I got to thinking about how, caregivers and the loved ones they support and the reality of daily living and becoming stuck in a rut, trapped in a rut. So, routines are pretty essential to maintain health and well-being, but we need to add a little spice to life to avoid depression.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. It doesn't matter what the reason is for or why you got into the rut in the first place. Could be sickness. It could be stress. It could be laziness. It could be busyness of life.
Yeah.
The fact is, you hit a rut. So how do you get out of the rut, Lark? Come on.
Unlike most others, caregivers have to be more conscious and deliberate about getting out of ruts because they often find themselves isolated and distant from the outside world's concern. Finding space to mentally change scenes is a vital way to the way you think and act and live and care.
Well, there are times when everyone has a lack of motivation and you slack off for a little while.
Absolutely.
That's pretty normal. The challenge for caregivers, if you're taking care of someone, is that sincere caregiving is constant.
Yep.
It lasts a long time and is somewhat self-driven. A drop in motivation causes some serious issues, obviously.
Right. The self-driven part is a real key factor. So Carol Bradley Bursack, she's the founder of Minding Our Elders, has an uplifting piece about dementia caregivers. She accurately writes that they often feel as though they are treading water just to avoid sinking under the often exhausting pressures associated with dementia care. She proposes that consciously we can change our attitude with practice, significantly change how your days and those of your loved one unfold. And she offers, how about some tips to have more fun at caregiving?
Yeah, me. Yeah. I'm game. All right.
Yeah.
Fun.
Uh-huh. So number one, offer comfort rather than correction. No one wants to be repeatedly told that they are wrong, but that is often what happens to people who live with dementia. If the person with dementia says that her deceased husband took her to a dance last night, what does it matter that it's not true? Ask her to tell you all about it, which allows for a pleasant interaction.
Yeah. Listen to what is behind the words. Learning to listen to the meaning behind your loved one's words is vital. For example, when your loved one says, I want to go home, chances are she's looking for what feels familiar and and is safe.
Yeah, and a lot of times we'll say to them, I feel sad that you want to go home, you know, and just redirect and reassure them. Learn to let go of perfection. Wow, this is a tough one. The need for perfection can ruin your caregiving life, and your loved one might fight showers. That can be a really almost dangerous scene. She may fight having her hair combed one day and insist on having it set in curls another. So there, nothing wrong with that. And caregiving, change is constant, so being flexible and learning to live with less order and predictability will lower your own stress.
Hmm. Yeah, that's kind of, yeah. So you really
reverse psychology.
You just got to kind of roll with it then a little bit.
That's hard.
Yeah. Well, many of us don't really know what caregiving looks and feels like on a daily basis. But if you're one and getting in a caregiving rut, where can you find some information about getting back on the road? You don't want to get stuck with that road grader.
No. Well, that's the basic premise of this entire interaction we have on Wednesdays, is to help people get the information they need when they need to know it. And so that's at northiowasagelink.com. And seriously, if you're feeling like you're in a rut, that's the place to go to get some new information and fill up your tank when you need it.
You know, and there isn't a one of us that wouldn't need that.
Absolutely. And that's part of caregiving. You know, you feel really alone sometimes. So you're not alone out there. And go to northsagelink.com, and I bet you're going to get out of your rut.
Lark, thanks again.
Thank you.
Lark Trigstead with us, northiowasagelink.com. That's our Caregiver Corner on AM 1300 KGLO.